Morning, because I'm still working on UK time.
And can you get back to sleep when you wake up?
No, that's the problem. I can't get back to sleep. And then, the next day when I have meetings, I feel really sleepy. It's very hard to stay awake all day. And just when I'm finally used to being on New York time, then it's time to fly home. And flying west to east is even worse.
Oh, why's that?
Because when I get off the plane, it's early morning in the UK. But for me, on New York time, it's the middle of the night. It takes me 4 or 5 days to recover from one of these trips.
Gosh, that must be really difficult for you.
3.42. 3.
Why do you have problems sleeping?
I have a lot of problems sleeping because of jet lag. I have to travel a lot in my job, and I take a lot of long-haul flights. I fly to New York quite often, and I arrive maybe at 6 o'clock in the evening, my time, but when it's only 1 o'clock in the afternoon in New York. So, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon local time, I'll be feeling tired and ready for bed because it's my bedtime. But I can't go to sleep because I'm probably still working or having dinner with my American colleagues. Then, when I do finally get to bed at, say, midnight local time, I find that I wake up in the middle of the night because my body thinks that it's more